Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden has begun his five-day trip to Asia with his first stop in South Korea. He's toured the biggest semiconductor plant owned by South Korean conglomerate Samsung. Biden says the plant will be replicated in Texas to make badly needed parts and create jobs.
We'll create 3,000 new high-tech jobs in Texas and add to 20,000 jobs Samsung already supports in the United States of America.
Biden is also going to hold a meeting with the new South Korean president, Yoon Suk-yeol, who was just elected a little more than a week ago. Yoon has promised to forge closer ties with the U.S. After his stop in South Korea, Biden will travel to Japan. The Senate has overwhelmingly passed the delayed aid package for Ukraine. This is worth $40 billion and goes to President Biden for his signature. The package will help Ukraine buy weapons and offers humanitarian aid. A grand jury in New York State has indicted the 18-year-old white man accused of killing 10 black people during a shooting rampage in Buffalo last Saturday. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, while the grand jury's investigation continues, some relatives of the victims are speaking out.
Their grief was overwhelmingly visible. The relatives of the people who died so violently in a Buffalo supermarket. Mark Talley said he last spoke with his mother, 62-year-old Geraldine Talley, on Mother's Day. The 12-year-old son of Hayward Patterson put his hands over his face and cried. And Robin Harris, the eldest daughter of 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, raged at the gunman who took her mother's life.
What am I supposed to do now? I keep seeing her face coming up everywhere I look. How dare you!
The first funeral for the 10 victims is today. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.
Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have voted to recommend a COVID-19 booster shot for children aged 5 to 11. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, health experts say the benefits of the booster outweigh the risks.
More than 77% of U.S. kids have recovered from a past COVID infection. But Dr. Grace Lee, chair of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee, says that doesn't mean they're protected long term.
It does feel like a lot of kids who are infected are probably asymptomatic or mildly asymptomatic. I am not sure how long that duration of protection truly lasts in those kids.
To help prevent severe disease and long COVID, the CDC's advisors say that kids 5 to 11 years old should get a third COVID shot. The booster is recommended at least 5 months after the last shot, or at least 3 months after an active COVID infection. A third COVID shot was already advised for those 12 and up, and a fourth shot is currently recommended for those 50 and older. Ping Huang, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Police in Norway say they have apprehended a suspect following a stabbing attack that left at least 3 people injured in southeast Norway. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Police say one of the victims was in serious condition after the incident in Numedal, Norway, Friday morning. Authorities say the stabbing attack was carried out in a random fashion. 10 to 15 minutes after the attack, police arrested the suspect. The incident comes the same week as the trial of a man who has pled guilty to stabbing 5 people to death and attempting to murder 11 with a bow and arrow in a small Norwegian town last October. Prosecutors say the suspect in that attack suffered from mental illness at the time, and they've urged him to be sentenced to psychiatric care. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
The current leader at the PGA Championship in Tulsa is Rory McIlroy. He's one shot ahead of Will Zalatoris and Tom Hoagie. McIlroy says the course at Southern Hills in Tulsa is tricky.
It's very easy to make bogeys out here. You get yourself just a little bit out of position. You catch a little bit of green around the green. It's tricky. I didn't encounter too many of those tricky scenarios today, but it can certainly be tricky. So it's you get yourself out of position here. You just try to make a four or a par and run to the next.
Last year's champion Phil Mickelson is not competing this year. He is continuing his self-imposed hiatus from golf after controversial comments he made about a new Saudi Arabia-based golf league. The nation's biggest wildfire continues to burn in northeastern New Mexico. The Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fires have scorched more than 470 square miles. This is NPR.